Laurie and I were discussing a little bit off air, but there's been a lot of criticism regarding this Aussie superstar and Ben Simmons. And Ben had that real breakout rookie year, but he's not going that well this year. There's a lot of criticism about Ben Simmons. We've got the official opinion of our NBA expert here in Adrian Bourke. G'day, Borky.
Hey, fellas, how you going?
Yeah, have you read that? His numbers aren't great. His shooting's not great. His turnovers are too high. There's a big bit of negativity regarding Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Well, they've got, at the moment, they're starting Simmons and Fultz, which just doesn't work. They're both guys that don't really score the ball. So, at the moment, that starting five unit's just not working. And, you know, obviously, the fingers are going to be pointed at Ben Simmons and his performance. He needs to attack the rim more. He needs to find some production on the offensive end. Now, I know that's not his style, but he needs to find it. Because Fultz just isn't producing what they're after at the moment. And if Ben's just going to keep bringing up the ball on the floor, looking to distribute, he's actually sort of, it's not good enough for the team. It's not good enough to get wins anymore.
Yeah. Curse of the Kardashians. TK was telling me that earlier in the year. But I don't want to discuss that now. That's for another program. Hey, Borky, MVP watch, mate. What's going on?
Well, Steph Curry's like the most popular with the punters at the moment. He's on an absolute tear. He's averaging 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists through his 11 games. And the Warriors are like 9-1, 10-1, are they? He's just on fire, but I struggle to find him in the MVP. KD and Klay Thompson are going to steal the spotlight in many of the games this year, meaning Curry's going to have to perform at this level or better throughout the rest of the season. I find that really difficult to see, but the punters disagree with me, so they're steaming into him. He's into second favourite. Our favourite, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think his name, how you pronounce his name. He's 450. Milwaukee are playing really good basketball, and all on the back of his 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists. And some of these highlights that he produces is just phenomenal basketball to watch. He's the future of the NBA. He's still in his early 20s. I can't imagine what he's going to be like when he's, you know, bulked up at 28, 29 years of age and just destroying other humans. Our pick, Anthony Davis, is a bit of strife. He's just in and out of lineups at the moment. He can't seem to find a consistent form line. And if he doesn't play those 70 games we spoke about, he might be in a bit of trouble.
What about LeBron James? Will he shine, mate, today for the LA Lakers up against Minnesota?
Yeah, probably the game of the day today, LA versus Minnesota. I think, LeBron's still pumping away. He's a big asset for the team, obviously, and they need him to be producing probably bigger numbers than what he is. I think he needs to put a bit more of the load on his shoulders and really carry these young guys. I think the young guys will perform a lot better off wins, obviously, and a bit more confidence. So they've got a massive game today against Minnesota. They're $1.42, the Lakers. I could not be on that. That is way too short for me. The 290 Minnesota does look quite juicy, but they're without a point guard today, Minnesota. They're missing Jeff Teague, and I think Derrick Rose is questionable too. So the Lakers might try and exploit that area.
If they're missing Derrick Rose, he scored 50 in his last game for the Timberwolves against the Jazz.
But well, you've got to find 50 points somewhere, don't you?
You've got to find 50 points somewhere. But,
50, that was incredible, that 50-point showing. Like, it was so impressive for someone that's been, you know, trying to get back into form, back into lineups for so long. I loved him when he was playing for the Bulls and got the MVP that year. So I was stoked to see him do that.
All right. What about a multi, mate, for our listeners?
Yeah, taking Orlando today against Detroit. Orlando have shown some really good signs of late. Now they go back home and they play against Detroit, who are really up and down. I mean, Blake Griffin's playing incredible basketball, but I feel like they might be able to get the chocolates at the 225. And I'm putting him into Denver, who are 9-1. Against Memphis, the multi's paying $3.60. I think Denver, they're rolling at the moment. I don't think Memphis can put too many good games together in a row. So that would be my multi at $3.60 today, Orlando into Denver, head-to-head. I've also put up a special for the Big Sports Breakfast punters. Last week, we laid our special for up to $80,000, and the boys, they couldn't get over the line for the punters, but we're going to go again today. LeBron James, Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, and Anthony Wiggins to score a combined points 100 at $3.50.
Okay.
Uh, today is going to be a really high-scoring game. 239.5 points is the total, so I wouldn't be surprised if these guys can get there.
All right, so that's you go to your menu, then you go to today's specials, and that's their $3.50. Thanks, Borky.
Correct. No worries, guys. Have a great day.
There you go.